Fingers crossed. Coming up next to the stage, we have a wonderful Chicago performer, Alex Young.
Hello, everybody. Thank you for having me. My horror story is actually just my relationship with this movie. I brought in my own personal VHS copy of Halloween 3, Season of the Witch. The tagline of the movie is, "The night no one comes home." And that actually tells you nothing about this movie. I've watched it so many times, and it doesn't make any sense. I've watched almost every horror franchise you can think of, like Hellraiser, Friday the 13th. I've certainly watched all the Halloween movies, but this is the only one. This is the only film of a franchise that actually departs, like, so far from the franchise. It doesn't make any sense. Michael Myers is not in this movie. He appears briefly in a commercial that somebody's watching. But the thing is, I figured it out. I figured out the link between this movie and the Halloween franchise. But first, I'm just going to summarize this wonderful film for you. So there's an alcoholic father played by Tom Atkinson who is also like a doctor, and he's like is separating from his wife, so he spends most of his nights like sleeping at the hospital. And this crazed man comes in, and he's like freaked out, and he's clutching a mask. And so, you know, they just give him a sedative and leave him alone in a room. And this like guy in a suit, very business-looking guy, comes in with rubber gloves and attacks the guy by squeezing his nose out of his face, like with like superhuman strength, and it's like really disgusting, blood everywhere. And then we see Tom Atkinson like run after this guy, and we see the business guy pouring gasoline over himself in the driver's seat of the car and sets himself on fire, and of course the car explodes. Immediately, because that's what happens when cars catch on fire. So the daughter of this guy who mysteriously died like visits and needs to figure out what happened to her dad. So the doctor and this girl go on an adventure to this town where the masks come from, the Silver Shamrock Factory, which makes all these kids' Halloween masks, and there's this really annoying commercial that promotes them. It goes, 8 more days till Halloween, Halloween, and, like, relentlessly through the movie. It's a very creepy town. It's a company town. Everybody acts really weird. Apparently, everybody's from Ireland and works in this factory. And then you go through, they go on a tour through the factory and everything. And of course, the doctor and this girl hook up. And meanwhile, that's happening. Some other lady figures out that like the disc fell off of a mask. And so she's picking at it with a bobby pin, and the laser shoots out, hits her face, a bug crawls out, you know, totally regular. And and in investigating this, like, the main guy kind of catches on that they're like, you know, they're looking for something. So they steal the girl out of the motel, and like Tom Atkinson comes back and is like, where is she? And then more of the business guys are around. And so he has to like run away from them. And he finds himself in the factory again. And when he's attacked by a robot guy, he like punches through the dude, and then it's just like yellow goop. So like this guy wasn't a real human. Like all the business guys are robots. And then the main guy, I think his name is Mr. Corcoran, the Irish dude. Of course, has to explain everything to Tom Atkinson, like what's going on. He's like, this is my plan, because that's what all bad guys do. You know, just they want to give you a chance to escape and tell the world what's going to happen. So he takes them to like the secret chamber where they're like doing the final like process, like on all the masks. And there's a group of guys, like science guys, like in a circle of TVs working on like the commercials. And other people shaving bits of Stonehenge off. They stole Stonehenge. And that's what the magical bits and like the discs on the masks are. And so like when kids wearing the mask watch this commercial on Halloween night, their faces are gonna melt into snakes and worms. And we see that example from another family that was visiting the company. So Tom Atkinson cannot find his girlfriend. He's, like, locked away in a room, and his, like, they leave him, like, with a mask on to, like, have his face into snakes and worms, and then, like, he escapes, gets his girlfriend, and then he has this, like, plan where, like, he starts the commercials early, like, when they sneak to that room, and then he shakes, like, the bits of, like, the silver chip things, and then there's, like, this ring of, like, whatever, from Stonehenge, reacting with the commercials, and then everybody's, like, dying, and then the Mr. Corcoran, like, sees him and what he did, and just gives him a slow clap, like, good job. And so the whole place catches on fire, the Silver Shamrock Factory, Tom Atkinson and his lady leave, and it seems like everything's fine, you know, they just, like, saved the world, but they didn't, because she's not his girlfriend anymore, she was turned into a robot, and tries to kill him, and then he crashes his car into a tree, and then he, like, runs to a gas station and tries to call NBC and CBS, be like, don't play this commercial. And you don't find out if he succeeds. So. That has nothing to do with Michael Myers, who stalks his entire family until they're dead. But I was like, what the fuck? Like, sorry, I don't know if I can curse on this podcast, but, like, seriously, like, what connection could there possibly be? And then I was like, well, Michael Myers, like, wears a mask. Oh, my God, the mask is the freaking connection here. Like, that's, like, that's the only thing. So it's, like, they like, use that inspiration to, like, go somewhere else because I guess Michael Myers can't, like, you know, keep on not dying forever. But they go back to him, like, four. But so instead of having a mask killer, you have mask killers. And when I realized that, I felt like my brain melted into snakes and worms. Thank you very much.
Alex Young, everybody. Do you still have a working VHS player that you watch that on?
A VCR, yes, I do.
Oh, VCR, that's what they're called. I don't even. God, that's amazing. Oh,